Amy Mulhern here for Energy FM, and I should give a little bit of background first to this interview. A friend and I were in London watching the London Marathon a couple of weekends ago, and we were at Canary Wharf when we saw a pregnant lady run past, and we both commented, "Oh, look, she's pregnant, she's doing, you know, really well, going strong." And as she passed us, we saw this Manx flag on her back, and it's taken me a couple of weeks to track down who it was, but Julia Ferner, it was you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I planned to do the London Marathon, and my aim was just to do what was comfortable, and it ended up that I was able to jog the first half and walk the majority of the second half. And whilst you saw me in the 19 miles, it must have been a very small part where I attempted to jog again.
So you'd secured your place in the marathon before you found out you were expecting?
Yeah, what happened was I actually applied for the London Marathon a couple of years ago. Well, every year I've applied for it in the ballot, and I was lucky to get a space a couple of years ago. Unfortunately, I had a really bad knee injury, so I couldn't run it or walk it. It was really bad. And so I postponed it for this year, and I fell pregnant, and I couldn't postpone it again, so I decided to do it.
It's really hard to get a place, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been applying since I turned 18, so it's taken me a good 5-6 years to get in. My mum was going and my sister was going, so it was kind of a nice family weekend in London as well.
So how far along in your pregnancy were you on the marathon weekend?
I was 23 weeks pregnant.
So how were you feeling?
Well, I'm a really fit and healthy person anyway. For me, you know, it's my blood to do hard exercise, you know. Completed the parish and done about 15 half marathons running, and I've still kept that up during my pregnancy and just only calming it down a bit. And I've been going out on a couple of training walks and continued running, and I felt fine, but I knew that it was too much to run a full marathon because I hadn't done the specific training that I needed. So my plan was just to do what was comfortable, and so I didn't know how I was going to do on the day, and I just took each mile as it came, and I was really pleased with myself because as each mile mark went, I was still able to run, and I would have been happy just running 6 miles. And when I got to 6 miles, I still felt fine, and then my next goal was, okay, 10 miles, and after 10 miles I still felt fine. And it was only after 13 miles, so I had to stop to actually go to the toilet. And after that, I couldn't keep running. But so I walked the rest, and every now and again, I tried to see if I could run, but it was uncomfortable. So I decided to just be safe and continue to walk.
You still did it in a pretty good time. What was that?
I did it in 6 hours, 4 minutes. I would have loved to do it under 6 hours. Although it's not an excuse, but I probably had to wait in queues for about 40 minutes in total during the whole event, just queuing up to go to the port-a-loo.
Brilliant. So like people line the streets and everything, and the atmosphere is really good. Were you getting cheered on by a lot of people?
Yeah, it was really good having like so every single mile there were so many people that were cheering you on. I did have my name on the back of my flag, but it was so small that you couldn't probably see it. But a few people did, you know, call out my name, and I got a lot of comments about my pregnancy. People shouting along the way and cheering me for my pregnancy rather than my name.
So how did you feel when you reached the end? That is like, I've heard it's quite emotional anyway.
Yeah, I was like really happy when I finished. You know, part of me was disappointed that in the fact that I couldn't run at all, but I knew that this year I couldn't, so I'll definitely be doing it again in the future and running it all then. But I was actually pleased to finish as well, because towards the end my back was actually starting to hurt. So
that's a common symptom that most women would experience in pregnancy anyway, regarding of them running a marathon.
But yeah, I was glad to finish, but I was, you know, but I knew I was also going to finish it. It wasn't, you know, I was going to be safe, and if I was really uncomfortable, then obviously I would have stopped, because the safety is like priority. But I knew that it wouldn't come to that, because I've already got that fitness level.
So did you mention it to your doctor or anything that you were going to be doing it?
Yeah, I did, and I was actually advised not to do it. But like, I know my own body, and it is in my blood to do this. I've been running and walking since the age of 8, And I knew that I would be safe to do it because of the amount of exercise that I've always done. But obviously it wouldn't be advisable for anyone else to do it unless they're already at that fitness level.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, yeah, like yeah. you said, how you feel in yourself yeah. and, you know, not to push yourself too
yeah.
far, I guess.
Yeah, I knew my own body and I knew that I was capable of doing it. And at any stage, had I felt extremely uncomfortable, I would have stopped. But I knew my own body and I know that I could achieve that. And yeah, and I listened to my body the whole time because I felt comfortable up until 13 miles. And then that's when I stopped to then walk the rest.
You say you do the parish walk every year.
Yeah.
And you may be having a go this year?
Yeah, I might do the parish walk this year. Again, if I do it, it will be to what is comfortable.
So how far along will you be by then?
Oh, I think I'll be about 7 months, 7.5 months. Yeah. If I do it, I'll probably just aim to Santon. And then, you know, again, if I felt comfortable in Russian, but I can't see myself going more than Russian.
You don't want to go up the slock at yeah. 7 months pregnant. Yeah.
But again, I'll just do whatever is comfortable. So I don't know where I'll be, because it'll just have to be on the day how I feel.
Julie, that's brilliant. Thank you very much, and good luck with the pregnancy.
Thank you.